We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Yom Beis, and we are starting four lines from the top, the end of the line. The first word of the line is Mishtos, and we're starting the end of that line. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Tikin Kaila Bar Klosa Kapizi. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel was Masak in his town a new type of measure. It was three Kapizi. I'm going to go with the Rashbam's first pshat. Three Kapizi is altogether nine lugan. That means that a kapizi was three lug, and here he made a mida that was three kapizi, which is nine lug. That means till now we had something that was 12 lug, that's a hin, and we had a chatzian, which is six, and he made something in between the two, and it's called a kaila. The kaila bar tlosa kapizi. Omrelay, they asked him, Amar Shmuel, ein masiv al mida, yesh meshtos. Maisa, you took a six, and you were Maisa, six, Chatzian was the smaller one, and you were Maisa now to nine. So you're Maisa more than a Shtus. How did you do that? And the Rashbam speaks out. Okay, so 43 Rashbams was another Kasha. You ever see what the Mars said? Mars said, can't Maisa more a Shtus? Amalahu, anot kaila charata takini. It's not Shaykhis. Maisa al midas means you change the midas, which Allah is granted, you break all the old midas, make new midas now. He didn't change the midas, he made a new midas called Nayan Log. That's what he did. So he said, I made a new one. Now the Rashbam says there's another kasha here. The kasha is that al how you even make a new one, and that's to be within a quarter of the one below it, or the one on top of it. And here, the one on top of it is a 12, and now you have a 9. 12, 9, and 6, they're within a quarter of each other. 12 and 9 within a quarter of each other. That's the as a kasha, al it's within a quarter, because your base to 9 is a quarter. So that's his kasha. That how you allowed to do that? That's the Rashbam's kasha. She says the Moras Teretz is more than this. There are papa's town. They didn't have other midas. They only had this midas. That means when the Moras answers kaila charet tekini, the Rashbam learns there was no ein biir hazoyis loy chatzi tarkev, and there was no tarkev, no chatzi tarkev. There was nothing else over here that should be a problem of the revia. There was nothing else over here. That's what he says. Now, he made this new midah, so Shad the Pumbedisa, sent the Pumbedisa, like Kibli, they were Makabalev, like Kablua, because they were worried, since in other towns they had similar midahs, they didn't want to come to any cheating. Shad, that's the way some learn. Shad the Pumbedisa, the Kablua, they would come Makabalev, they called it the Ruz Papa, they called it the midah of Papa. Ruz in that town, that city, was called a midah, you called it a Ruz. So it was Ruz Papa. Some called it, some restaurants, sometimes it means Ruz Papa, which means like the Eitzah of Papa. Akbarim Ad Khan, like Gemara. Now the Gemara's will bring down seven different brises. And the Simon Feder are Oitzre Peres, Ein Oitzrim, Ein Metzim, Ein Mestakrim, Pa'amim Beitzim, Mebeitzim, Asriim, Le Metzim. All different brises the Simon brings down. Tana Rabbana. Oitzre Peres are people who hoard Peres. And the reason why they hoard Peres is they figure they want to make a big lot of money. So right now they hoard all the Peres. And after a while, there's no payers in the market, and they pull out their payers, and they charge double. And it's a free market. And of course, everyone buys it because they're the only one who has payers. So that's not a good thing. They're considered a terrible person. Oitzri payers. Umalvi beribis, people who lend beribis with interest. Umakatini eifa, they make their measures smaller. They're cheating on the measures. Mafkiye sharim, stam people who overcharge. Mafkiye sharim is the moisifan the shar. All these type of people, the hoarder of the pay rise, he does it naturally. He makes the inflation in a natural way. Mafkiya Sharm is a guy who pushes overcharges. So all these four people, there's a pasuk about them. Aleim Akos Vaymer, the pasuk says in Amos, Leimor Mosai Yavar Achoydesh Menashbiri Shevar. So Yavar Achoydesh Shevar is going on the person's Mafkiya Sharm, because 1 month is not enough to be called a hoarder, but he changes the price. He raised the price. That's the guy who says Yava Chodesh V'Nishbaro Shever. VaShabbos Niftecho Bar. That's someone. Shabbos refers to Shemitah. He waits till Shemitah, then he opens up the storehouses when there's nothing left there, and he hoarded all his stuff. He sells his stuff. LaHakdin Eifa. That's obvious what it is. ULaHagdil Shekel. That's the Malvei Beribis. And the pasuk says, Avis Moizner Mirma. Also, so these people. What to say about them? It says about them, Nishba Hashem be'goin Yaakov v'meshkach l'netzach kol maseihem. If I ever forget what they did, they're going to get the oinshim. That's what it says about these people, they're going to get very bad oinshim. Oitzre Paris, Kagoyman, Omarvechikon, Shapsi, Oitzre Paris, this guy, Shapsi Oitzre Paris, was considered a big Russia. He was this guy who used to be Oitzre Paris in order to sell it for a lot of money. And who was the one who usually got overcharged? Daniyim, because the Ashirim had their own properties, had their own, didn't have to eat from buying stuff. Daniyim, the one that lost out. They lost out and they got overcharged. So Avud Shmuel and Shmuel himself try to do etzis for the aniyim. What Avud Shmuel do? Avud Shmuel mazmul l'peri b'tara charifa, k'tara charifa. Avud Shmuel used to bring, flood the market of Paris immediately and sell for a good price right away. That was his derech to support aniyim. Shmuel b'rei mashi l'peri, he used to be wait till he didn't sell. It was his own property. He didn't hoard anything. But he didn't sell his pears right away. He waited to sell his pears later in the season when prices started going up. He sold it by the later shahr. He sold it for the cheaper shahr. And that's the way he supported the aniyim. Sholchu mitam tava abba medabra. The father's eitz is better. Why? Mitam tara d'rava grava. If you flood the market with pears immediately, the prices always stay down. Shmuel brought in pears later on for a cheaper price. You're right, he did that. But since the payers were missing from the market, the price went up a little. It caused a little inflation, and people lost money that way. And therefore, the father's eitzah was better than the son's eitzah. Amar Rav, oisa adam es kavay eitzah. This whole halacha of eitzah payers only is if you go buy in the store to hoard it. But if it's your own property, your own, like, you know, roitzah mekav shaloi. A kavay means when he's lacking from his own field, he is allowed to hoard that. That's not a problem. And like the response speaks out, to hoard for your own family, that's not even to buy. But if it's your own stuff, you're allowed to hoard it for whatever reason you want, that's mutter to hoard. Hoarding is only called, if you go to the market and you buy stuff in and you hoard it, that's called a hoarder, that's called oitzah peiris. But your own peiris, like we just saw by Shmuel, you have a right to bring it to the market whenever you want. That's the ikar din, it's not a problem to bring the market whenever you want. And even to buy, for your own family, you're allowed to hoard that. Tayinam ha'achim. All these halachas of hoarding is only by dvarim that people need it for living. You're going yenis, wine, shmonim, oil, vaslosses, and flour. Avatavlin, spices, kumoin, which is cumin, upilpilin, and hot peppers, mutter. You're allowed to hoard that, even buy it, still hoard it, because people don't need it. If the price goes up, it's nishkeferlich. If you don't have your hot peppers, you'll still live. That's the dvarim. If you're hoarding your own stuff, it is mutter to do. Umutter la adam latza peris beret Yisrael gimel shonim erev shvius v'shvius matzah shvius. Even though we said you're not allowed to hoard peris, but when it comes to the right for shvius, you're allowed to buy, even to sell. You're allowed to hoard payrois before Shemitah coming up because there's not going to be anything to sell. He has a business. He wants to sell payrois. He needs to make a panasa. He's allowed to hoard payrois before Shvius, even though it's not his own. He goes to buy, like the Rashbam says. He could hoard payrois from before Shvius for himself and to sell. Because he needs panasa and to sell. That's what Rashbam says. Rashbam has three lines on the bottom. He says, "Liknois b'shishus l'tzarech shishus v'shvius v'shminis lim kar la'olam penyimus." He's allowed to do it to sell, even to sell. That's what he's allowed to do. Uvashnei b'tzoyres, but in hunger years, afilu kav charum la'yetzar. V'shemachas me'er v'sharam. You should not hoard anything, because even kav charuvim, because it causes inflation, major inflation, and even erev shvius, the Muk Yosef says he can't do it. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do it even for that, but you could be mashayer for yourself enough for your own food for a year. But you can't hoard for selling at all, even before shvius. You cannot hoard any type of food because it causes major inflation because it's a time of hunger. Only Rabbi Yisrael Rachni LePuga Shame. He told his Shame. His name was Puga. Puk oitzli peiri shloshon v'ashvius. Do me a favor. Be oitzli peiri for me for 3 years for erev shvius and matzi shvius. Do that for me. The next brayza, Tanur Rabbanon, which is the next part of the third simon already. We had oitzli peiri with eight oitzli. Now we have emetzian. Emetzian peiris married to Yisrael. Doras b'chayin nefesh. Is an iser to export peiris that are needed for Chai Nefesh in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, let's say you need certain staples, it's also to export that. Kegoin, yenois, shmonim, v'slosos. Wine, oil, and flour, you're not allowed to export out of Eretz Yisrael. Right, we remember, say, Ramatir, b'yayin. He says yayin is mutter to export. Peshamayit is atifla, because wine is not good anyway. People get too drunk and it causes averus. So get let's export it. Because shame etzim merits chosar. Just you can't take it from itself to chosar. You can't have etzim merits to surya. You also can't bring it to surya because surya kibush yachalish me kibush. Surya is considered a not eretz yisrael. But Rebbe matir me'afrachli afrachli. Rebbe is matir to bring it to the city right near Eretz Yisrael, the last city in Eretz Yisrael, and the first city in Surya, there, you're allowed to move it, mefrachli afrachya, that is mutter to do. You're allowed to move it from one place to another place, because that's so close, so that we're not machmer so much, we say you're allowed to bring it there. Now, today, how do you export wine, and some wine could be going to Ruda Bem Seira. But what do I export oil? How are you allowed to export shmonim? So the Achronim charged mucha. What's the reason? Some say is if you have extras, if you have a lot of extra surplus, then you could do it. Some say the reason is because there are non-Jews or other people who are selling anyway, therefore you can sell. But it's a good question how you sell these essentials, export essentials these days in Eretz Yisrael.